Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 19, entitled The Island of Jamudvip, text 21. Etat eva hi deva gayante.
Etat eva hi deva gayante.
Aho amisam kim akari sovanam. Rasana isham svetuta svayam hari. Jaya janma labdham nrisubharata jire. Mukunda sevo paikam sprihanina.
This
eva,
indeed,
he
certainly,
deva,
all the demigods,
gayanti,
chant,
aho,
oh,
amisam,
of these inhabitants
of Bharatvarsha.
Kim,
what?
Akari
was done.
Shobanam,
pious,
beautiful activities.
Prasanaha,
pleased.
Isam,
upon them.
Svit,
or.
Uta,
it is said.
Swayam,
personally.
Hari,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yay,
by whom?
Janma,
birth.
Labdham,
obtained.
Nrisu,
in human society.
Bharata Ajire,
in the courtyard of Bharatvarsha.
Mukunda,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
who can offer liberation.
Seva Obayikam,
which is the means of serving.
Spriha,
desire.
He,
indeed.
Naha,
our.
Translation.
Since the human form of life is the sublime position for spiritual realization, all the demigods in heaven speak in this way. How wonderful it is for these human beings to have been born in the land of Bharatvarsha. They must have executed pious acts of austerity in the past, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself must have been pleased with them. Otherwise, how could they engage in a devotional service in so many ways? We demigods can only aspire to achieve human birth in Bharatvarsha, to execute devotional service. But these human beings are already engaged there. Purport. These facts are further explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 9.41. Bharata Bhumite Vailo Manushya Janmajara Janma Sataka Kara Kara Para Upakara. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharatvarsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. There are many facilities in India, Bharatvarsha, for executing devotional service. In Bharatvarsha, all the acharyas contributed their experience, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared to teach the people of Bharatvarsha how to progress in spiritual life and be fixed in the devotional service to the Lord. From all points of view, Bharatvarsha is the special land where one can very easily understand the process of devotional service and adopt it to make his life successful, if one makes his life successful in devotional service and then preaches devotional service in other parts of the world, people throughout the world will actually benefit.
Om Ajnana Timiranasya Yinanmana Salakya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavastam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kanamayam Yadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamanam Sri Gurun Vaisnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Nanda Jagatpate Gopesha Govikrakanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Visavana Sutta Devi Pranamami Haripye Vanchakalpatarubhita Kripa Sanduvivita Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaisnavevyo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudevaya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
The land of Bharatvarsa, as we understand here, is offering a great opportunity for devotional service. And this is unique in the entire universe. Even the demigods are appreciating that although the human birth is considered of a lower nature than the birth of the demigod in the sense of bodily facility, still, the demigods appreciate that although these human beings are in these limited bodies, that nonetheless their position is better than the position in the heavenly planets because they have devotional service more so than in the heavenly planets. Not that there is no devotional service in the heavenly planets, but there is so much enjoyment and so much refined material activity in the mode of goodness that devotional service is more on the background than in Bharatvarsa. And that in Bharatvarsa, or as Srila Prabhupada said, India, there is that unique opportunity for actually coming to devotional service. Of course, also in India, there is impersonalism, also in India, there is so much karmakanda. Also in India, now there is imitation of the West, an eagerness to be like the West. And Prabhupada also said, they said, like when you approach someone in India, they will say, yes, 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 we know all these things, yes, 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 we know. We know everything. So many shortcomings may be there, but nonetheless, it is in India in particular that that devotional service remains. Here, devotional service is available because of the Sankirtan movement. Otherwise, how would it be here? It would not be here. Or elsewhere in the world, it would not be. But somehow or other, because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada, this went on. Someone was questioning, why didn't Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally distribute Krishna consciousness all over the world. And Prabhupada responded to me, that he saved for me. It's true. Somehow or other, Krishna consciousness is now everywhere, but it is permanently at home in Bharatvarsa, in the land of India. There, it is always available. Maybe not to all, maybe to a limited few, but it remains there, always such devotees. So many different countries are there in the world, but India is a special place, especially invested with the mercy of the Lord. Yesterday someone asked me, why is Krishna only appearing in Bharatvarsa? Because it is the place for pious souls, it is the place for devotees. And therefore, the Lord appears wherever his devotees are. Naham tistami vaikunte. I am not residing in Vaikuntha. Ridaye, yoginam ridayesuva. And I'm also not residing within the heart of the yogis. I'm residing there. Aham tistami narada. Comes again from rusty memory banks. Madgayanti madbhakta. I'm residing there, O Narada, where my devotees are reciting or chanting about my glories. So that will attract Krishna. Wherever the devotees are attracting Krishna by their service. It is also interesting that at the end of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj is saying that, of course he mentions that Vrindavan Das Thakur is the incarnation of Vyas, Veda Vyas, and today, was it the appearance or the disappearance?
Disappearance.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so today we are commemorating a little bit Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. And Srila Prabhupada said, in the future, there will be many more manifestations of Vyas who will write and reveal so much more about the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we can see that because the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not end 500 years ago. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are now. And it is this entire 10,000 years that the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are manifesting. And therefore, much more is to be written and much more is yet to manifest. So, in this way, the devotees can attract the Supreme Lord to manifest. Lord Chaitanya would manifest himself in different places. He would manifest himself in the house of Mother Sachi whenever, although he was had taken sannyas and had left, he would manifest there from time to time. He would, whenever she was making offerings, then Nimai would actually come and eat the offerings. And Mother Sachi had made the offering and would come back, and she made it with so much devotion, and she'd find that the bowls were empty. So then she thought, maybe I just forgot to fill them. So then she filled them again and offered again, and again empty. So Nimai was actually eating, and at one point he sent a message from the Lord to Mother Sachi, tell her that I'm actually coming and actually eating what she's offering. Also, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would manifest in the house of Raghava Pandit, which is in Panihati. And there, of course, in Panihati, during that pastime, of the chipped rice, Lord Chaitanya also manifested because Lord Nityananda danced in that place. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya is said he manifests in these places. Where Nityananda dances, he manifested in the house of Raghava Pandit, he manifested in the house of Sachimata. Also it is said Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested through other personalities, like he manifested himself through Nakula Brahmachari. And all the people were surrounding Nakula Brahmachari, who was crying great tears of love of God, and everyone was worshipping him practically as much as they were worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Shivananda Sen, who was also there, it was hard for him, because he was such a dedicated devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then to suddenly see that all the people were worshipping someone else and saying that Mahaprabhu was manifesting in this Nakula Brahmachari, Shivananda Sen is at first thinking like, this is too much. But then he was thinking, no, but it is possible. The Lord can do anything. If he so desires, he can manifest, even also through this brahmachari. So, maybe it's true, maybe. If he knows my worshipable mantra, then I accept him. And although there was a huge crowd, suddenly Nakula Brahmachari called out. He said, Call Shivananda Sen, call Shivananda Sen. People went around calling Shivananda Sen. Who is Shivananda Sen? Nakula Brahmachari is calling, and they found him, they brought him before Nakula Brahmachari, and then he said, so your worshipable mantra is the Gaura Gopal mantra. That was so. That was indeed right. So then Shivananda Sen accepted. All right. Yes, Mahaprabhu is manifested. So it says there are different ways that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his pastimes, in person, or by just appearing in places, or by coming through a devotee and empowering that devotee. So in whatever way the Lord may manifest, he certainly, his pastimes are not completed, and he is still carrying on with his pastimes, and our lives are in these pastimes. Otherwise, how could we be here? Otherwise, how could Krishna consciousness be here? Otherwise, how would it be possible? Srila Prabhupada also mentions in the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says that in the Sunday program, or in the Sunday love feast, as he calls it, whenever there is kirtan going on and descriptions about the pastimes and quality, name, fame, glories, pastimes of the Lord, and so on, he said, then surely Lord Chaitanya will be personally present on that occasion. So he is the unknown guest at the Sunday feast, or host, whatever one may say. But he is personally present. So, invisibly to many, but maybe visible to some. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his pastimes was many times visible to some and invisible to others. Like in Panihati, he was... he appeared at one point. Some saw how Nityananda went through the crowd and was taking some of the chip rice from every pot. So many people had pots and taking some chip rice. Others saw that he actually took that chip rice and put it in the mouth of Lord Chaitanya, who then also put some in the mouth of Nityananda. That only a few were perceiving. We also hear about the Beda Beda kirtan pastimes, and at that time there were eight Sankirtan parties, and Lord Chaitanya at one point manifested himself as a dancer in front of each party. So eight manifested eight forms. And but only some devotees could perceive that. So just to make that point, that now the Lord is manifesting everywhere. When someone is asking, why is he only appearing in India? He's not. He's appearing right here in Belgium also, and in all over the world, actually. He's directly present. And of course, when Srila Prabhupada started places like New Vrindavan or New Maipur or whatever the projects were called all over the world, then it was not just imitation. Prabhupada basically, first of all, by his desire, by his prayer, and then by the service of the devotees, Prabhupada basically was pointing out Krishna will fully manifest here. He will manifest himself here as the Lord reciprocates with his devotees and accordingly manifests himself. So in this way we see that from Bharatvarsa now Krishna consciousness is flooding the entire world. But yet Bharatvarsa remains the place from where everything begins. And in Bharatvarsa it also that is also the place where we return. We are seeing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sometimes compared, it is sometimes his movement is sometimes compared as the sun that is rising in the east. Udilo Aruna Kuruna Bhava. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that on the eastern horizon the sun is rising. So the east is there in Bengal. And then, well, the way we measure it, right here from our western point of view, we think there's the east and then there's the far east. Right? But that's the west, actually. From a spiritual point of view, China and Japan, that's the west. Right? That's the west, that's not the east. That's the ultimate west. Because the east starts right there in Sridharmayapur. That is where the east, that's the east. So in this way, it is from the east, Chitta Sandhu Tamo Nudo, or Goda Doya Pushpadanta, that in that land of Goda, simultaneously, Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya are like the sun and the moon that appear simultaneously. Lord Chaitanya enlightening all living beings and Lord Nityananda being like compared to millions of moons, his lotus feet, Nitai Pada Kamala. These lotus feet of Nitai are cooling. They're cooling down the Tibahisaniya Jwala, the burning within the heart of lust and envy, which is, of course, very strong. So, like that, we are seeing. But Bharatvarsa, no matter what Bharatvarsa becomes, like Prabhupada said, it will be the most elevated and the most degraded simultaneously. Kali Yuga will be at its strongest point there, also in that place. And that may be, and so many things are going on in India, stealing organs of the simple villagers in the hospitals and operations, right? An appendix and take out a kidney. You read about it all the time. In the times of India, so many things, very common. So many things are going on. That may be, but the holy dhams are there, and they are eternal. So there are many eternal places. Varanasi is also eternity, an eternal abode mentioned in the scripture. So some days ago we went through a whole list of holy rivers that are all transcendental in India. So different, a little different. Sachinandan Maharaj's father was the director in the German railways, right, which obviously is quite an executive position and a very intelligent man. So he met Srila Prabhupada and he asked him one question. And the question was, how can a crocodile survive in the Rhine? Right? Or how can your Indian culture... Prabhupada understood what he meant. He didn't ask that, but Prabhupada understood. He was asking, how can your foreign movement survive here in this environment? Of course. The movement is not at all foreign. The movement is natural. It is Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Satya Kavanai Sravanadi Sudha Chitta Karya Udai. This is whereas Srila Prabhupada said, this Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition on the mind. It is eternal, the eternal activity of the soul. It is being awakened. But in the land of the Rhine and other such rivers, whether it is the Mississippi or the Schelde, in all these countries, the forgetfulness of the Supreme Lord is much greater by birth, much greater just by birth. And therefore Bharata Bhumite Hoyla Manushya Janma Satkakara Paru Upakara. Therefore those who have taken their birth in India, or even in Indian families, since there are so many devotees from South Africa, from Indian families who are not Indian. They are definitely not Indian, I know that. But they are. But still, although many generations outside of India, something survived. Even that gives a special responsibility. And of course everyone and anyone who came in contact with Srila Prabhupada's movement and received that special mercy. And yesterday we were reminded by someone who said that it was Prabhupada who created our pious activities, which means we suddenly also have been promoted to pious souls, although we're not pious at all. Right? We know very well. We're not pious. But somehow or other... we've been promoted now to the pious platform, yeah, and with it, the pious responsibility is also there to engage in welfare work for the entire world. Yesterday, at the end, I mentioned some stories and about that junkie who got the brown piece of apple from a new bhakti. And Prabhupada said, if anybody gets prasadam, then the human form of life is guaranteed. So just once, prasadam. So there's so much to do, and so many things that can be done, so many missions, so many ways to penetrate into this world just by giving people prasadam. They again get another opportunity for the human birth, which is very, very rare. Here it is said, since the human form of life is the sublime position for spiritual realization. So the human form of life is highly glorified. The Vedanta Sutra says, Atatu Brahmi Vyasa. It is said, now, therefore, inquire into the absolute truth. And the acharyas are saying, the now therefore means now, means now that we have the human form of life. Therefore, inquire into the absolute truth. That's what it means in the Vedanta Sutra. And because the human form of life has, first of all, our planet is graced, right, by the holy dhammas and by many great acharyas coming from Bharatvarsa traditionally. Second of all, there is the right mix of, or there is a strong mix of suffering and sense enjoyment. Here, sense enjoyment is not that good, or it doesn't last that long. And there is plenty of scent in the sweet rice here in this particular domain. And therefore, it's not difficult to get a little bit frustrated. There is that description of the pavarga. The pavarga, the Sanskrit alphabet, which is divided up in different sections that are relating to how sounds are produced. And there are, in English to say, there are gutturals, labials, and palatals, and so on, or sounds that are produced with the throat, sounds that are produced with the lips, sounds that are produced from the roof of the mouth. And when we come to the labials, the sound produced with the lips, then that is part of the pavarga. The pavarga are five syllables that are representing material life. Yeah. And pa stands for parisram, or hard work, right? Very hard labor to get results in the material world. Fa stands for foam, or foam on the mouth. Fena stands for fena, foam. Foam on the mouth, from like a horse that has worked so hard that there is foam on the mouth. Even human beings have it. I have it sometimes, like an intense kirtan. I see this foam on the mouth. Start. Like. And then there is ba, from bhyartata, which means frustration. So frustration is very predominant in this material realm. And in the heavenly planets, there is also frustration, because even in spite of having everything, still not fulfilled. But here, it's more frustrating, because you dream of so much enjoyment and you're not even getting it. Yeah. You're not even getting what you're dreaming of, and then you have to do it with less, and then somehow or other. So you already start off frustrated, but anyway, still trying, right? Even if it is just a little, try and squeeze as much juice out of it as you can. Although you know it's a lost battle to start off with, but anyway, try and squeeze some juice out. So here the scenario is really set up for frustration. We see that there's a progression also in these syllables. We work so hard, there's foam on the mouth, there's frustration, and it makes us more and more fearful. The little bit of enjoyment that we have, that we may not lose it, but we are losing it, experiencing it. So, bhayam, and ultimately, ma, mrityu, death, when it's all going to be taken away. So that is the pavarga, representing stages of material existence. And these stages of material existence, here where we are, are very manifest. The land of Bharatvarsa, or India, is a very interesting place because India is a country with many qualified people. We see that. So many PhDs are coming out of India and so on. So India is a place where people are obviously certainly very qualified, by no means less qualified than anywhere else, and so many good business people. So there's a lot of intelligence, but somehow or other, it's impossible to get it together. It just is, somehow or other, in India, nothing works. Somehow or other, in India, you work 10 times as hard, and still the results are not coming. Prabhupada also said, if you can manage in India, right, then everywhere else, is very easy. That's very easy. It is so difficult to do anything in India, to work with the material energy in India, because it doesn't have that. It doesn't have that particular blessing of the Lord, if you want to call it a blessing. That these material things are easy. The Lord keeps a certain amount of austerity within the land of Bharat, which makes it difficult to become too materialistic. It's even when everyone is trying, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It fails. And we see in the land of India, or we see sometimes we see suffering in its raw form, right? Directly. People on trains with an arm, the skin is grown all together, and it looks that like they have a wing instead of an arm, and they are walking around begging. You see all of these things. And you see the brutal aspect of life so directly. The pigs are walking on the street, the dogs don't look nice like here, you know. You have the dog trimming saloon on the corner, here just opposite, but not in India. It is like covered in flies, and then there are always dead dogs on the side of the road or on the road hit by some car. And I saw one time one of these dead dogs lying in the street, and I saw how this hog just walked up to this, one of these hogs that walked in the street, walked up to the dead dog and ate half of it in one bite. Intense. These kind of intense confrontations with the harsh, with the suffering in the material world, which is so nicely glossed over in a country like Switzerland, where there are beautiful green meadows with little flowers under every window, and nice white picket fences, and beautiful brown cows with romantic bells, and sweet chocolate which comes from these cows. This is Switzerland, where everything is clean and beautiful. This must be the mode of goodness. No, it's not. It's the mode of passion. This is the mode of passion. This is the mode of sense gratification. This is the mode of enjoying the black money from the entire world in the hidden bank accounts. This is grounded upon desires for sense enjoyment. But anyway, so there is a different mechanism in every country. It's not that everywhere everyone gets the same chance. You know, Krishna is in control and has made arrangements for every country. And India, it's just Krishna doesn't allow it. Krishna doesn't allow it. An earthquake, a flood, right, whatever. He won't allow it. Right? He won't allow Bharatvarsa to become as covered over as some other places, because it's not meant for that. It is meant. Meant for the devotees. Meant for the devotees. There's so much more you can say. So it remains a special place. And there are many blessings in that place. Even Heli Deli is a place of pilgrimage, right? Yeah. No, it's like when you live in Vrindavan, and then sometimes you have to go to Heli Deli for a day to do some business, and you think, oh God, you got to go to Delhi. That's such a horrible place. Can't wait to go back to Vrindavan. But I tell you, when you come out from out of India back into Heli Deli, and you know, last time I came, I stood in the back of the line for the visa officers, and the officer just waved at me. He said, come to the front. And all these people, these fancy tourists are looking. Come to the front, Swamiji, please. Excuse me. For once, you know? Huh? For once we get preference, right? Yes. Nice. The way that the and we are welcomed with Hare Krishna as we enter the country, and we realize Delhi is a pious place and Hastinapur is just nearby, like that. What can we say? Let's go. Any questions? Any comments? You didn't miss it, I didn't say it. I'm trying to remember exactly verbatim how he answered it. To dredge my poor memory again. I can't verbatim give a sentence which he gave, but Prabhupada, he said that there was no problem in wearing Western clothes and these kind of, that there was no prescription that one had to dress in an Indian way or eat in an Indian way. One didn't have to become Indian. He took it from that angle.
I just wanted to tell you the sentence.
Okay.
Prabhupada said, you can be Krishna conscious in suit and tie.
In suit and tie, he said. Okay. That's the sentence. Yeah, I knew that but I said I couldn't remember verbatim, in suit and tie. But of course, after a while, in suit and tie, you realize that these are horrible clothes. Right? After a while, you realize that this thing around your neck is like a symbol of like suffocation in a society which is like just artificial and oppressive. And you just feel like throwing that thing off. And you realize that that jeans and t-shirts are oversexed, right? And gradually you realize that the dress of a Vaishnava and Vaishnavi is like, yeah, the real dress. So at one point, suit and tie won't remain. I think that Prabhupada did not say to Sachinandan Maharaj's father, but we know a little bit now. Anyone else?
Mm-hmm. Another comment about the mode of goodness was interesting, not being green meadows and sealed. I was thinking that walking through other days would look so nice, so much like the mode of goodness.
Spiritual place.
So you had to identify it.
Because here, everything is being maintained nicely, but for the pleasure of Krishna, not for sense gratification. And in Radhadesh, on these nice grounds, it's not allowed to smoke, it's, you know, and so on. This place is meant for spiritual activity. So here, The result may look very similar to the Swiss, the Swiss green meadows and so on, but the purpose is totally different. It's not for sense gratification. So that we have to look at. If we make something very beautiful for sense gratification, then it's the mode of passion. But if the sages used to make beautiful ashrams in the forests, and like nice, they plant pious trees and they keep it clean and very nice. And so like our Bhaktivedanta Purnima Rachinmayapura is doing something that traditionally sages were doing, making very beautiful ashram facilities like that in a natural way. So that's kind of creating an atmosphere of goodness. Okay, I'll stop. Thank you so much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.